Carl Frog has worked as an office assistant, a printer technician, a teacher and a baggage handler in his spare time. He's an amateur musician. His latest full-length work is, yes, music. An eclectic album channeling everything from new wave, modern jangle, synth pop, even some slight Baroque influences. This is a burgeoning genre that Carl himself is paving the way for, endearingly described as ambivalent digital boogie. Why would I be saying all that if I wasn't welcoming Carl Frog to the 2SER Breakfast Studios now? Morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Your first two albums were I Love Music and Why Music, and now, Yes, Music. It's very much like you're answering your own questions as you progress with your career.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm glad to see that's working out for you. What's the Carl Frog process?
The Carl Frog what?
The process. How do you go about making a song?
Oh, the process. I guess usually ideas come pretty quickly. It could be whatever, like a bass line or something, but then it'll take a few years of like self-torture to get it right after that. So the first part is quick and the second part is slow.
So, yeah, so you're budgeting a few years for the self-torture.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, then. I was just sort of wondering, I very much enjoy your music, and I thought, I find you aspirational. And I was thinking, I'd like to be like Carl, but I don't know if these several years of self-torture.
No, you don't want that. You want to be like different artists who maybe don't torture themselves.
All right.
As I do.
What are the artists that you want to be like, Carl?
Anyone else most of the time. David Bowie, Shania Twain, anyone.
Oh, wild stuff. You're a unique voice in songwriting. You're creating albums that you feel are perfect for crate diggers to find in years to come. Is it sort of the hope that in your autumnal years, Carl, that you might be sort of hearing music that's sampling your work?
I mean, that would be amazing. I guess when I make music, there's some part of me which hopes it will last, but at the same time, feeling like that's probably a futile thought, given that about 10,000 albums come out every week now.
Yeah.
And, you know, there must be, in those 10,000 albums, there must be so much stuff that's lost that hardly anyone will hear that's actually really good. And just because of the sheer volume, might never be discovered. But, you know, I'm absolutely sampling. If you want to sample it, get in touch with my management.
Your management? Who is that exactly?
Well, it's me.
Yeah, cool.
No, I don't have management. Get in touch with me.
Neither do I. I'm someone you contact direct. Out of all the many careers that you have, what do you prefer more? Do you prefer being a printer technician or a musician? Because I imagine both would have their benefits.
Well, I think they sort of go hand in hand in a way. I think if I was a professional musician and I did nothing else but make music, I think I'd lose my mind. So I think I need a place to go and do mindless work in order to sort of be able to daydream about the musical side of things to make that musical side of things any good.
Okay. Well, I imagine that's a really cool thing. I imagine while you were doing the printing technician stuff, it was sort of one of those things where the mind was ticking over, thinking up new music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was just called in. Basically, all I was doing was taking paper, like jammed paper out of printers. I wasn't doing anything that required you know, much knowledge. So that was a good place to think about other things.
I've done that a bit in my past as well. Did you use that opportunity to print out flyers for yourself to promote your own gigs?
Oh, yeah, I don't really play any shows. But if I do one day, maybe I'll get back into that game.
Okay, then. So that's the trajectory we want to go on. Once you've got the gigs sorted out,
yep,
get back into the printer technician.
Exactly.
Thing. How about being a teacher? What sort of a teacher were you? Are you at liberty to say?
Yeah, I just like teaching English to kids who don't have English as a first language. So that's definitely less mindless than ripping paper out of a jammed printer. But sometimes there's a weird space for daydreaming, even in that kind of situation. Like your mind's on other things.
Yeah.
from music, which I think is also very healthy to not be thinking about music all the time.
Well, yeah, that's probably right. People have often said that my English is fairly terrible. What's the first lesson that you teach when you're teaching English?
The first lesson, that I just tell the students like what I'm going to be doing all year. Like, we're going to be reading these books. We're going to be doing these kinds of discussions. So the first lesson is just me saying what I'm going to do, which probably, you know, bores the shit out of everyone.
Well, that's very different from how I'm feeling things there at the moment. I thought you might sort of use of the word the or things like that. I thought seeing as that's
oh,
so common.
Oh, right, no.
Or a.
That would be a, yeah, yeah. Of. Yeah, yeah, maybe sometimes. I get into that stuff, yeah.
So you've got you're on your third album now. First was I Love Music, then Why Music,
yeah.
And now this one, the third, Yes Music. Where do we go to from
that's
here?
That's it.
No music, maybe music.
I think the music theme titles might have to end now. I think I've run out of ideas. So, you know, whenever I finish another album, which will probably take me about 10 years, maybe it will be something that doesn't have music in the title.
But I'll have music on it.
Hopefully, yeah.
Do you have a band? Do you have like a wide array of session musicians who you call in? Is it just you, Carl?
It's really just me. I've got one friend who's hopped in on sort of spoken word vocals on all three of the releases. But apart from that, it is just me. But maybe that'll change. We'll see.
Carl, if anything, I find you even more mysterious after this discussion, but I very much appreciate your time here for joining us on 2SER Breakfast to have a bit of a chat with us. Love the new album. We've been rinsing it fairly heavily here on the station, so shout outs to you for making such a singular piece of work, and good to know that it's available on vinyl out there for the collectors.
Yeah, thanks. Big shout out to Sam from Sport Records for putting it out.
Indeed, and we'll put links up to Sport Records as well as the other places where people are able to cop your new work on vinyl. Carl Frog, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.